Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Now, you're most welcome back to the second hour of Down to Business. Bobby here, keeping you company all the way till 12 o'clock. Yes, this is the show that talks to the most interesting people in Irish business. And we're live here in Electric Bar and Restaurant on the South Mall in the wonderful city of Cork. Yes? Yes, they're out in their finery this morning. All the people from Cork have come out to support us. It's great to see everybody. You can text us here at the station. 53106, it'll only cost you 30 cents. Low call us 1-890-453-106. Or email me at downtobusiness@newstalk.com. I'm also open on Twitter at Bobby Kerr. We have a special hashtag, BobbyBizCork. Yes, we've localized it today. Keep those tweets coming at us. Still to come in this next hour. Shortly, I'm going to be talking to some incredible businesses here that are pushing the envelope of innovation right here in Cork. The legendary John Spillane, he'll be stopping by for a chat and a song. And I'll be talking to the former CEO of Beamish & Crawford, Mr. Alf Smitty, about his life and times in our executive chair. Just time for a quick competition from our wonderful new sponsors, Flowgas. We've teamed up with our new show sponsor, Flowgas, and we're celebrating the Flowgas Pro-Am Golf Day. Yes, as a golfer, I can speak with no authority on this because I'm not really a golfer, but this is a good prize, I'm told. The event takes place on Monday the 29th of May, the 2017, at the Portmarnock Hotel and Golf Links, and it's a 1 p.m. tee-off time. We have a fabulous prize up for grabs. It's your chance to win a place for you and two guests at the Flowgas Pro-Am Golf Day, where you'll be playing alongside a PGA golf professional. Also get accommodation and dinner that night in the Portmarnock Hotel and Golf Links. To win this great prize, simply tell us. The final games of the English Premiership take place tomorrow. Who has already won the league? Is it A, Chelsea, or B, Hull? If you text Flowgas, that's F-L-O-G-A-S, plus your name and answer, to 53106, it'll cost you 30 cents, and we draw the winner later in the programme. So it's a fabulous prize. It's all thanks to Flowgas Pro-Am Golf Day, taking place on May 29th. Now, what are we doing next? I'll tell you what we're doing. Whether it be Roy Keane, Graham Norton, Michael Collins, or indeed our own Hook, Cork people have a reputation for doing things a little differently. As is true as anywhere else, it's also true in the business world. Cork is currently home to many innovative and unique businesses, and we've gathered some of the most interesting ones, and indeed successful ones, to talk to us here this morning. So I've assembled a wild panel of some of Cork's best business innovators, and they are up here on the stage with me. We've the CEO of the National Space Centre, Mr. Rory Fitzpatrick. We've the co-founder of Dog Day Media, Mr. Billy Cummings. And we've the CEO of Populo. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Populo.
Populo.
Populo, yes. Andrew O'Shaughnessy, you're very welcome to the programme. Rory, I'm going to start with you. The National Space Centre, it just sounds like a pretty wild stuff that's happening out there in East Cork, I believe. Tell us your story.
Well, we saw an opportunity with the teleport down in Middleton. It was built by Aircom for Eutelsat in the 80s to carry traffic from Europe to America. When the fibre came in, it became obsolete, and it was basically they were looking at knocking it down. And we saw it, and we got our hands on it in 2010. And we thought it was a great opportunity with the big dish to try and get involved in space research and that kind of thing.
So essentially, to put it very simply, Aircom had a high degree of technology out there that really wasn't suiting them. You saw the opportunity because what you do is you operate in a place that doesn't have fiber. So you give an example here of, say, a person from a computer in Vilnius goes up to a satellite, it comes down to your dish in Middleton, and then back to Vilnius.
Yeah, we do lots of satellite stuff. We beam stuff over and back across Europe. We do ranging stations for positioning satellites. We have a live link to the ISS from the site. We track ships all over the world from the site.
And who's paying you? What's the business model?
They're the big multinational satellite owners and operators.
Okay.
People like Eutelsat, SES, ExactEarth, lots of these kind of companies.
Right. And is this something that you just kind of sort of stumbled on, or was
kind
it?
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw an opportunity, and we did get a little bit of grief from some people in Dublin about calling it the National Space Centre, but typical Cork stuff, we thought, this is it. It's Ireland is the capital of space, so we should set out our market as we mean to go on. So it now is the capital of space, where most of the space stuff is going on down here. So if you look, you've got Enda Kean with Three Metrics. This is a huge global opportunity. We've got the European Space Agency now have their main space incubator in Cork with Tyndall. BlackRock has the International Space University coming in this summer, which is amazing. Buzz Aldrin is going to be in Cork, and he's hilarious. He's a cranky old hound.
I heard that.
Magnificent. Yeah. Like, he's 83, and he almost floored a photographer with a punch to the jaw that really, really was quite impressive.
He's our type of guest. Yeah, we want to get him on.
So you got to get him on. He's here for the opening of the Space University. So there's a lot of stuff going on locally, and it's a lot of this is comes to the Cork mentality, because we kind of do have an issue about being our own little capital down here. We tend to look more internationally than locally, because we have to, and it's easier to get to London than to Dublin. So we look at kind of the global market as our market more so than they do in Dublin, which is slightly more insular. And because of that, it suits us dealing with this kind of business.
I can't see you in Ballsbridge with a blue jersey screaming out for Leinster or anything like that. I don't think. I think you don't like those D4 lads, do you?
I don't know. Look at the grand. The lady boys are fine in their own place, but. We recently met some of them over in Edinburgh at the Heineken Cup final last week, which was particularly good fun.
Right. Yeah. Good man. Okay. Yeah. Really refreshing stuff. And just before I bring in our next guest, is it true, Rory, that we don't contribute as a nation to the European space program?
We do. We contribute to certain programs. There's certain ones we don't. The big problem we have is our budget is very, very small compared to other countries. So we put about 17.5 million that may go up this year in as a whole country. So we get back roughly that from ESA.
So does that mean that really, in real terms, if ever Europe does anything serious about space, we won't be in the rocket?
Oh, we could be in the rocket, but it probably, and we may get bits and pieces through ESA stuff, but most of it will be private stuff.
Okay, speaking of space, I want to bring in my next guest, Billy Cummings, because he launched a jar of Ballymaloe relish into space. Billy, you're very welcome to the program.
How's it going?
Go on, tell us about the Ballymaloe relish in space. It gets more, this is like sort of Close Encounters of the Third Kind up here in Cork with all this space stuff. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty decent media heist, yeah?
Yes, so that was 5 years ago and the very start of our company, Dog Day Media. It was probably the second video we did, and we knew people in Ballymaloe relish, and I think they had just had a commercial campaign and it didn't really hit the area they wanted to. And the son, who knew us, said, I know these guys now. They've just got into video. They're a bit wacky. And if we can pull a bit of a budget together and give it to them, I know they'll produce the goods. So they gave us a budget. And we decided...
Small budget,
I'd say. Very, very small budget.
Yeah.
And we decided we need to do something with this. We need to do something big. And we'd seen something online about a person using a weather balloon and sending stuff up. So a weather balloon's a huge rubber balloon. It goes up, it pops, it comes back down. And we're like, Jesus, we could do something with this. And the GoPro cameras were just coming out, and they're a very durable camera. And we have smartphones with GPS, and we have a friend, an engineer, and he said, you know what? We can put all this together and make a little device. So then we're thinking, oh my God, we can get an image of Ballymaloe relish jar with the curvature of the earth and put it to a music track. The visuals do everything else.
Great.
So we built this rig, put the relish on, put a camera, a mobile phone with an app where when it gets reception, it'll ping its GPS location. So we went up to Fermoy, launched this thing, put the helium in, off it goes, and we put in 2,000 of our own money into it. So this is only our second video as a company, so it was a big risk.
Right.
And so many things could go wrong. The camera could stop working, the jar could fall, it could land in the sea. And so we're tracking it with a laptop while it still has reception, and it's off 50 miles off Waterford over the ocean. And we're just thinking, no, God, no. We're not getting the footage back. This is all our money down the drain. Second video, company done. And so the reception stops, and we're just waiting in a car, twiddling our thumbs. And then 2 hours later, we just get this bing, and the phone has come back down, got reception, sent us the GPS location. It was 10 miles from where we left it. We thought we'd have to get a boat off Waterford. And
how long was it up there?
An hour and a half. So it goes 75,000 feet.
Wow.
And when we found it in the middle of a field, there was a parachute and everything. When it pops, it falls down, comes to the earth. And then we had a laptop, we took out the memory card, we put it in, and we just skimmed through the footage. And once we saw curvature of the earth relative, we were like, boom, we've done it.
It's well done. Amazing. Great, great. Give them a round of applause. Good story.
Bobby, just one thing on this that Tim doesn't know is the Russian Space Agency, the deputy head of the Russian Space Agency came over to visit Ireland 2 years ago. And when he did, we had their video showing on
really?
The big, huge screen.
No way.
And we'd Ballymaloe relish out for their sandwiches for lunch. And they went, oh, is this the same relish that they have in the sandwiches?
Amazing.
It's brilliant.
Well, just shows the power of doing something creative and doing something a bit different. Well done. Okay, I want to bring in our third guest now. He's Andrew O'Shaughnessy. Andrew, I'm going to allow you introduce your own company since I mispronounced it earlier on. So it's probably better you tell me who you are rather than me ask you. How are you?
Bobby, I'm well, thanks. So we're Populo. We'd be better known up to recently as Newsweaver. So we've been around as Newsweaver for many years, and I built up what started a very small company down in Bandon, and we built it up and we grew, and we were doing email marketing, companies sending emails to their customers.
Right.
And we built that up over the years and became the market leader in Ireland. But what I also built up at the same time was a really strong team. And we had an ambition far greater than that. And we knew if we wanted to do something that we could be the best in the world at. And we knew to do that, we'd have to innovate and do something new. And we looked around for something. And we found our niche, which is really companies communicating with their own employees. And that's crucial.
Okay. And this is a software-based business.
Yes. So basically, you know, to get anything done in a company, it's people that do it. People get things done, and people have the ideas and the innovation. So if you can get your people all aligned around the strategy and knowing what they're doing, and together, that's really powerful.
What do you say, Andrew, when you see, and I've seen it, I only saw it last week, I was in an office, I was actually in News Talk, and a guy that I could see maybe 12 feet away from me sent me an email. And, you know, where it would have been just as easy to just put his head up and say X, Y, or Z. Do you think that we've become over-reliant on technology as a communication rather than, you know, doing what should really come naturally to us?
Totally. Within an office, I get great exercise in the day because I get up, I don't send emails, I get up and I walk to people's desk. But we're dealing with companies who would have maybe not hundreds of people like us, but thousands.
Yeah.
Or if you've got 10,000 people in multiple locations across the world, then it becomes a really big task.
Yeah.
So the Populo software that we built allows them to do that really well and to understand who's got what message, who's whether the message has landed, do people understand what's going on, and to align everybody around behind the company
okay,
strategy.
And you've got some big clients like Rolls-Royce and Barclays and some of these big players.
And some of the largest companies, the ones with hundreds of thousands of employees, they have the biggest challenge. So you've got people like Nestle and McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Nike,
right.
Unilever, all customers of ours. An interesting one actually is, because I want to mention an Irish one. You know, we sold to the Kerry Group, and obviously that's one of, you know, Ireland's largest global success stories. And I view us as a global company who's based in Cork rather than a Cork company. And what's interesting is we sold through our Boston office to Kerry Group in the States. So two global Irish companies doing business with each other in the States. So that's a measure.
And that's all out of Bandon, yeah?
And no, we're up in the airport business park now.
Right.
We've grown. We've got about 150 people. And,
well done.
And growing.
Okay. All right. That's great. Let me bring in some of our businesses in the audience. And I'm also going to be talking to a rugby player of note in a minute as well. So you just stand by for that. But firstly, I'd like to introduce Sean O'Tooma and Dr. Owen Byrne from farmhole.com. Who am I talking to first? Sean, is it?
Sean, yes.
How are you, Sean?
Not too bad now, Bobby. Thank you.
Now, tell us about you and tell us about your business. You're the founder, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm the founder of FireMole, and FireMole is an electronics gadget that can be attached to things like phone chargers or laptop chargers or even games consoles. And it sounds an inbuilt alarm when it detects a temperature over 54 degrees Celsius. And it's a product that will, at the very least, give people, especially parents, a bit of peace of mind with kids having so many electronics in their rooms now. But at best, it's a product that could potentially save a life or save a property.
Yeah, we've seen horrific stuff around phones overheating and exploding. And also, this happened in my own house. One of my girls bought a charger at a school fesh that was another kid had brought in from China. She brought in, and the thing exploded at 3 o'clock in the morning. The whole how the house wasn't burnt down.
Yeah, these kind of stories are happening all the time. And I mean, the fake ones are a big danger. But I mean, anything that draws a current and anything that has a transformer in it can cause a fire, and people need to be careful when they are using them. I mean, using chargers on beds is never a good idea because they can't breathe and they can generate a lot of heat, and that can lead to a fire.
Yeah, okay. And now you've brought your business mentor here with you, Dr. Owen Byrne. Owen, you're very welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby.
You're a very youthful looking Dr. Owen Byrne, I have to say.
Yeah, I got out quickly, thankfully.
So tell us about your role in this business.
So what I've been, I suppose, is a business mentor to Sean. I'm based in Cork Institute of Technology in the Nimbus Centre, which, if you're talking about innovation, it's a really good example because it's all about embedded electronic systems. So we're talking about the Internet of Things here. And specifically, I'm based in WISIC, which is in water technology research.
Wow.
But I suppose with regards to FireMole, what I've been doing is acting as a business mentor for Sean. Myself and Sean actually went to school together in Clóiston, Spurnaeve and Bishopstown, and we happened to meet on campus one day and got a coffee together. And Sean was just telling me about FireMole, the business, and I thought it was just such a simple idea. And he needed a bit of a hand with his business plan, with a bit of marketing, PR, and so I kind of stepped in and have just been helping him out along the way.
Okay.
But really, it's all been Sean. He's, I think, a good example of an entrepreneurial spirit, someone seeing a problem that he has in his own life and taking that and building a product with it.
So big ambitions for this company, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Well done to you both. Okay, is Noel Finn with us from the Franciscan Well Brewery. How are you, Noel?
Hello. How are you doing?
Now, you're in the craft beer business quite a number of years. I've sampled your product. Not today, I have to say, but I hopefully might over the weekend out in Middleton. I hope you're out there tomorrow or out in Ballymaloe. Tell us a little bit about your business, and you've had some big stuff happening of late.
Yeah, the Franciscan Well has been around since 1998 originally. The brewery, like, obviously craft beer wasn't a big thing back in 1998 or 2008, mind you. But since around 2011, the craft beer industry has obviously taken off. And I guess because of how long we've been established, we were kind of riding the crest of that wave. But also, like, there's been a lot of innovation and new developments within the craft beer industry. And I suppose that the Franciscan Well would be the forefront of that.
Noel, could I ask you about, was the Franciscan Well brewery, it was bought out by one of the global giants, or there was certainly an investment from one of the global giants, is that
right?
Yeah,
there would have been investment from Molson Coors.
Molson Coors,
yeah.
Okay. And what about that, I suppose, is that an ethical sellout at some level? In other words, you've got all this craft beer and all this lovely story, and then, you know, one of the big giants just comes in and sweeps you up. Now, it's business life, and I'm not...
Yeah, but I suppose that...
If I was you, I'd be probably doing the same thing. But
yeah. Well, I suppose that with that the craft beer industry had gotten to a certain level in Ireland at that point in 2014, 2015, where there's an oversaturation almost. So to bring the product to a new level, it needed investment from a bigger company. And obviously, the road to go down with that was to get a bigger body in, which allowed expansion. So we're like Franciscan Well is in, like, I had a group into the bar last week from Camden, and I was able to refer them to their local bar, which was right next door to their house, that they can get the Rebel Red, which is their love. They had fallen in love with it at another bar. I think it was here in the Electric, actually. And then come to visit us in our bar over. And
no, we shouldn't be surprised that the big breweries, you know, in terms of defending their position, are going to be looking at the craft beer market and say, well, look, all these guys are nibbling away at us. Maybe, you know, we should own a bit of this.
Just on the topic of innovation then, though, you've got, a couple of years back, there was a collaboration kicked off between Molson, or with the Franciscan Well and with Jameson, and we aged a stout in their Jameson casks, and they're taking the casks back now, and they're making a fully matured Jameson, aging that in the stout casks, so it's the product is cask mates that it's coming out, and it's
all right.
It's taking it global now almost as well.
And you also got you were highlighted as amongst the best craft beer locations to visit across the world by the travel expert in a new book, The World of Craft Beer: Lonely Planet Global Beer Tour. So well done on that. Yeah, round of applause for this man.
Cheers.
Yep. Now,
Tim,
how are you?
Morning, Bobby. How are you?
You're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. We were waiting down your door.
Locale.
It's Mocal, actually, and it's Mocal App Experience Cork. And Mocal comes from mobile and local. And I do feel here this morning that we have, we're famous in Cork for our pharmaceuticals, and we have created a pill that will win back the high street. We've created, I suppose, the Viagra for business, I'd see it, and it's all about getting your business up, and we can help businesses to do that. So right. What we've done is...
Viagra for business, folks. You heard it first here. We're on down to business.
Yeah, we've come out of Gateway UCC, which is UCC's innovative hub. I've developed this product with co-founder Oscar Manzana, who's a great guy from Barcelona, and he's at the top end of technology. What we do at Mocal is we create smart vouchers from great businesses, and we send those to great consumers. Those great consumers are locals, they're people who, corporate employees and tourists. Guys, there's 2.2 million tourists visit Cork every 2.2 months. The other thing that we are doing is we've created technology here to create a smart city within Cork, and we're plugging businesses in to create that smart city. So lots of people have talked about smart city. We're now plugging in business. We've 60 businesses plugged in. We've 12,000 downloads of the app to date. And we just launched here in Electric last week. So we're absolutely delighted with that.
All right. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And thanks for coming in today. It's good to see. And I think you're in an interesting space because you're actually working for the consumer and for the brands. And you're actually connecting both, which I think is interesting.
Can I just give you an example of, I suppose, what the product does? So for us, for here.
Ernest
here, example, 2 weeks ago, rainy afternoon, he sent out a voucher direct. He contacts our community manager, sends it straight out to 5,000 people in Cork. 30 people came in the door that evening. They got 2 pints, the price of one. Between 6 and 8, they stayed for the evening. We can do that kind of stuff for all your businesses, guys.
Thanks,
so,
Tim.
Delighted.
Thank you very much, and good luck with it. Okay, I wanted to introduce you now, folks, Eileen McCarthy. She's in our audience. She's just won her first medal for rugby. She's 53 years of age, and she's on the same team as her daughter. How about that? Give her a round of applause. Eileen, tell us your story quickly there.
Well, I don't know. I just decided I always loved rugby and I used to watch it and everything. And about 2.5 years ago, my daughter decided she wanted to take up rugby. So I said I'd drive her in, whatever, to the mat, to training. So they just asked me then, would I? Yeah, they said, join in there. So I just joined in and...
What position are you playing?
I play loose head.
Loose head prop?
Yeah.
And what's the rugby club?
Bantry Bay.
Bantry Bay, okay. Yeah. And what position is your daughter playing?
She's on the wing.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's very important that the forwards and backs don't mix too
exactly.
much.
Exactly. She's got the speed and I've got the strength.
So what you're doing is you're making her look good. You're doing all that grunt
exactly,
work up
yes.
front, grinding it out, getting the ball out.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, listen, fair play to you. And you actually only took up rugby then in your 50s.
That's all, yeah.
Well, what a story. Isn't that fantastic? Thanks very much, Eileen.
Okay,
lovely to talk to you.
Thanks.
Yes, we meet them all here. Isn't that great? Okay, up next, we're going to have our executive chair, Mr. Alf Smitty, will be joining us. Stay tuned for that.
Down to business. Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.